This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For those of you who weren't here earlier, you know, today is, I don't want to call it a celebration. Let's call it how about the anniversary? How's that? The anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And I was almost heartbroken to hear how many young people don't really know what the day is all about. You know, you hop up on YouTube, and you can check it out with Mark Dice or any one of those. You go ahead and Google young people ignorant to Pearl Harbor. Whatever you want, you'll find plenty. And even if you're a tad patriotic, even if you understand it'll hurt you. I mean, it'll mentally hurt you that these young people have no clue. I also find it's just wrong. It's just so wrong. And as this is going down, and again, people don't really understand what went down during all of this. How our ships, where our ships were in Pearl Harbor. And please don't send me links to all the conspiracy stuff. I don't do that stuff on this show. Who's the other guy there? There's so many of them out there to do it. Just pick one. Alex Jones, who's also carried on GCN. Alex Jones. So if you really feel like you've got to go through all of that. You know, you want to hear Alex Jones talk about it. You want to find out about conspiracy theories and, you know, how Roosevelt ordered all the ships into Pearl Harbor so the Japanese could easily get to them because Roosevelt, you know, wanted us in war. And the only way he could get us there was, you know, just put that bait out there for the Japanese. I just don't want to do all of that. 2,100? I think I said, no, 2,400 American lives were lost that day. I mean, the ships, the amount of money, the amount of damage done to our ships and our fleet, that's all repairable, right? All that is metal, steel. That's all fixable. Can't fix the people we lost. 2,400 men and women died that day. That includes civilians. You had another 1,200, oh God, that were injured in some way, shape, manner, or form. So I'm going to do two things with you, and I'm going to ask you to indulge me. I'm going to play a portion of the of Roosevelt declaring war on Japan. And then I'm going to play CNN. They did a piece on the day after and how Americans reacted to Pearl Harbor. But you're going to notice, and I'll talk about it after, on the CNN piece, they're specifically looking for a certain kind of person. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'd like to say, like they did in the real world. Up next, President Roosevelt.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us.
Now, if you think about this, right, we had the same kumbaya moment on 9/11. Everybody was on the same page. Everybody had the stomach for this fight. And we had the stomach for this fight. Our country had been attacked. If you follow this through, some of you would do your homework and see, you know, the kind of fighting, the kind of lives that were lost. And not that any life is expendable, if you would. We don't have that anymore in this country. We think everything is a kumbaya moment. We think everything that goes on, I don't know, we can deal with a handshake and a reset button. When we come back, I definitely want to go through how CNN plays this out in a clip they put up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, one of these days I will actually learn how to run or hit the right buttons. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're doing a little, I don't want to call it a tribute. Really don't, because it's, you know, a tribute would be a whole different thing. But we're doing some information on Pearl Harbor Day. And one of the things that bothered me the most about this, one of the reasons I did this to begin with, is I saw a clip from CNN. Bunch of boneheads. Yeah, I'm sorry. They are. They're a bunch of boneheads. So I see this clip from CNN. I don't want to give it away yet. So we're going to play more of this clip. And with Roosevelt. Then we're going to switch over to the CNN clip. which is just I don't know, she just frost you big time. So let's take a couple more minutes, another minute and a half, on this clip with Roosevelt declaring war in Japan. I want you to hear what they were willing to say then, and I'll blame them, not willing to say now. And the Dems are not willing to take a stand. I mean, it's really interesting how much they're willing to back up, support, and everything else, the dictators of the world. The Democrats are really scared. I'll say it this way. The Democrat leadership is very scary. They are out of touch. Nancy Pelosi is not out of touch. She's just simply insane. For her to come out 2 weeks ago, a week ago, and say that the American people didn't want a different direction, they didn't want to change, I have no idea what universe, or even for that matter, what crack pipe she was smoking to come up with that conclusion. I don't know how she does that. But let's hear more from then-President Roosevelt on this attack. I want you to, if you got young people, it's not a bad thing. Grab this off of YouTube. You need to hear the resolve of these people.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us.
It was that something in the 50s where they couldn't say again, they had to say again? Really, seriously. All right, I need a lighthearted moment. What can I tell you? Go ahead.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
Hey. You got it. Don't you have to edit that out? They can't say God. Right? Presidents can't say God. That would mean that they were assuming that there was actually a God, that we might even have a religious belief. I don't know. There you go.
I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
A Democrat declaring war. Oh, my God, we can't have that now, can we? Right? This is amazing. But think of the resolve that was going on there. Same thing that happened. I realize this is the same thing that happened in 9/11. I'm not stupid. But I think this country has lost its stomach for war. I think this country has lost its stomach to actually go out and fight. You know, I mean, and there will be losses. People are going to die. And no, I'm not saying it lightheartedly. I'm not saying it like I accept it. I'm not saying that at all. It's not what I mean. What the heck is going on there? But I got to tell you something. There will be loss of life if we're going to enter into war. There is no way around it. And again, doesn't mean, please don't take this the wrong way. It doesn't mean I accept it. It doesn't mean that I think it's okay. It doesn't mean that I want to throw away human life. It is not by any stretch of the imagination what's going on here, okay? Now, our lovely people over at CNN, who all constantly seem to, I don't know if they hate what we stand for. I don't know if they just don't get it. They can't put it all together or what. I don't know what it is about these people that I really just don't like. But they have a little clip they put up called The Day After. Americans React to Pearl Harbor. Well, first off, I don't even think you could do that today because nobody would know what Pearl Harbor was. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to see in this clip, or you're going to hear in this clip anyway, I don't think you're going to see it, that as we move out, or you know, a day later, as they, Americans are mad. Wouldn't you be? Americans are really upset. And what was funny is, you know, the day after 9/11, when they had that kumbaya moment on the stairs of the Capitol, and Dems and Republicans were standing arm in arm, we're going to go get them, that's right, we're going to go get them. Well, they were terrorists that day. We're going to go get those terrorists. We're going to get those radicals. We're going to go get those Muslim extremists. And then I don't know what happened. Obama showed up. And now you can't use any words that'll make him feel bad, let alone anybody else. So, again, when we come back from the break, what I want to talk about, I'm going to play the clip, and we're going to talk to it. I know, I told you, we're going to spend a whole hour on Pearl Harbor. And please, bring your kids in the room. Let them hear about this. Talk to them about this. Don't let them be the ignorant young people that we make fun of on this show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her four-seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
Well, you are anyway. There I am. Yeah. We are back. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot of stuff you can do there. We've got great writers up on the website, so let them know how you feel about their the pieces that they're writing and what have you. And also, you can't buy the buttons anymore. We're done with the buttons. Buttons are it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Put it on your tickler list for next year. Right? Reach out first week of November. I can get them out to you. I just need to know how many I need. But you can buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And we deal with all kinds of social issues in there that are kind of... they got swept under the rug over the last couple of years. We've talked about it. We've hit on them a little bit, but nobody really beats them to death like I do. Seriously. Because I think we need to. I think we need to stop ignoring these things. We need to stop ignoring some of the things that are affecting your family, my family. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So CNN decided to do a piece on the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And I don't know what made me decide to click on this. But I noticed in the first minute, I don't know how interested they really were in talking about the humongous loss of life. What the Japanese, yes, the Japanese actually did to the Americans. And some of these clips, I would, and maybe I'll do is I'll play it through first. We'll go back and we'll talk about it a little bit. But you got to hear this, or you got to see it. If you're watching on Facebook Live, or you're watching off the website, the main website, then you'll see the clip. Otherwise, take a listen.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
We want to have it for a permanent record. What people are thinking.
See, I see.
Well, yesterday afternoon, about 20 minutes to 2, right here over this, in front of the Gaiety Theater, we got the word over the radio that Japan took a shot at Hawaii. Well, myself, I was fit to be tied. If I was young, I'd be in an airplane tonight making for that destination.
I'll be called into a draft pretty soon. I'm eligible. I'm in a one-night classification in the Tiffany City draft.
What were the fellas saying out there at camp generally?
Well, now we can learn to shoot. Now we can use it. That's all. They're all anxious to get going.
What do you think about this?
You know, if you can barely hear this, I'm sorry, but I'm doing the best I can. But these people are talking about how they can't wait to go. They can't wait to get out there and fight for us. Right? And they're talking to people about their boys going and learning how to shoot and. And this is all recordings from the Library of Congress. This isn't just... But the amount of work that CNN had to do to pull out certain clips, you know, visual clips or what have you, and then put them together like this, I know they had to work at it. But take a listen.
Jurassic, you've got a boy that's going, aren't you?
Yeah, they've been attacked, so they've got to fight.
Even if it costs your son, you're
willing to go in? Yeah. What country wouldn't be any good
to... So even if it's going to cost you a son, you want him to go fight? What does that mean? Why put the woman in that kind of spot? Why would you do that to her?
Yeah. What country wouldn't be any good if let them have it?
Takes a whole lot of nerve, see, that, especially when you ain't just hypothesizing.
Well, I...
Now, you catching it? No, no, I wasn't going to say that. I almost. I don't think I didn't think about it. But why do they seem to be interviewing ignorant people? They're trying to make them sound like ignorant people. No, they are. I mean, why just the South? Well, he did sound pretty ignorant, too. I'll give you that one.
Well, I've been considering very seriously enlisting in one or another of the armed forces. What do you think of the Japs, the Japanese people?
Well, I
hate them.
No, I don't hate them. There must be a good many people in Japan who don't believe and don't support this war.
Do you think they are racially treacherous?
Well, no.
There's no place for compromise. Frankly, my view is, and I include the Hun, or the German so-called, in what I have to say about the Japanese. That is, we ought to exterminate both of them. There's no place for either of those races in the world today.
Pin up all the Japanese in this country so they can't do us any dirt. Not just through the duration of the war, but all of them we get, we just pin them up and keep them. Keep them, never give anybody else any trouble.
Yeah, are you hearing this? Pulling out the clips about how, you know, the Germans and the Japanese need to wipe off the face of the planet. And that if we do round up the Japanese and the Germans in this country, we need to pen them up and leave them there, never allowing them loose on the planet again. Now, what this has to do with the day after Pearl Harbor and how many people were killed and how we were viciously attacked for something that shouldn't have been done, why would CNN do this?
In the war, but all of them we get, we just pen them up and keep them.
Now, look, let's be clear about this. Right? I mean, as an American citizen, as somebody who believes in freedom, there was no reason to pen these people up. Come on, let's be honest about it. 120, or I think it was 120 to 150,000 Japanese were rounded up. Right? Their homes taken away from them, their property taken away from them. And they were put in internment camps. There was no reason for that. And some of you may not agree with that, but I hate to say it this way, I don't care. So what is it, because they were associated with a group? I mean, so do we believe that every Japanese citizen wanted Americans dead, wanted them killed like that? Do we really believe that? Because I don't, and I don't believe that they believe that either. And that's not the way we do things in America. If we ever get to that point, we're in a world of hurt. If we ever get to the point where we start penning people up, you know, I realize that the libs really want to do that. to the conservatives? You see, some of you know there's a movement afoot they've been pushing to make people like myself, people of faith who truly believe in a God that's involved in your life, that they want to lock us up. They want us to have psychiatric care. They don't want us to own guns. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. It's always, I won't say exciting, but it's always interesting to hear that. To read those stories. And they're not fake. They're real stories. We don't make them up. You go find them on your own. It's really interesting how, I've told the story before. We believe in a God that they say doesn't exist because you can't touch him, feel him, squeeze him, or anything else. Now, I'd like to go to these people's homes, and I guarantee you money that they have pictures of angels. They have pictures of, you know, they have books on angels. They'll talk to you about how the angels get involved in your life, but I never knew. I mean, last I heard, you couldn't touch, squeeze, or anything else an angel, right? Or am I drinking here? I always got a kick out of that, too. Anyway, I'm Drummond Senior Host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know what? You got to get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you hop up on the website and, you know, get in the live chat room that's on the website. You hop up on Facebook. You've also got a live Facebook feed. See, I knew that. I got that one right that time. I know. I'm doing better. You got a live Facebook feed going on. You can get involved there as well. And again, I very much appreciate. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could listen to tonight, but you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it shows what a high IQ you have, but, you know, what do I know? But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air with me and involved in the conversation. Okay, so tell your kids what this day is all about. Tell your kids what actually took place at Pearl Harbor. And do not let them be fed the garbage that we brought this on ourselves. Because it just ain't true. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I like that song. But there are no free rides. Can we get that straight? There are no free rides. You know, unless you're totally dependent on the government, you don't really care about anything else, and you don't mind sitting on the couch with a channel changer in one hand and government check in the other, then I guess there is a free ride for you. But it really isn't a free ride because somebody's paying for that, like me. And I get nothing out of it. You don't come over here and mow my lawn. You haven't come over painting my house or anything like that. So why should I, you know, not interested. Seriously. Hey, before we run out of time in this hour, I want to play a clip for you that I very much enjoyed. And it goes right along with our little snowflake thing that we've been doing. And it's about time somebody called it out. So there was a college coach... decided to speak out on participation trophies. And he hit it. He hit it good. And I want you to hear it as well. Let me see if I can play this. I can play this. I know how.
If right now, the generation of kids that are coming through, everybody gets a damn trophy. Okay? You finish last, you come home with a trophy. You kidding me? I mean, what's that teaching kids? It's okay to lose. And unfortunately, it's our society. It's what we're building for. And it's not just in basketball, it's in life. You know, everybody thinks they should get a job. Everybody thinks they should get a good job. No, that's not the way it works. But unfortunately, that's what we are preparing for. Because you finish fifth, you walk home with this nice trophy, parents are all excited. No. I mean, not to be too blunt, but you're a loser. Like, we're losers. We got beat. So you lost. There is no trophy for us. But unfortunately, the way these kids are brought up today, there is a trophy. Because nobody wants anybody to have hard feelings. Nobody wants to get their feelings hurt.
We don't want you to feel bad.
Well, unfortunately, in the real world, I'm not sure how it is with your all's jobs. But with mine, if you lose enough, you get fired.
That's right. You get fired.
That's just the way it is.
That's right. That's life. He's so right. I love this guy. And you parents out there, some of you fluffs, you really, really, really need to help your children. Because it ain't going to get any easier for them. Remember, you know, Mrs. Clinton isn't in there running the show, you know. And so you're not going to get these free rides, if you would. And on top of that, you know, Pelosi, remember last year when she came out? She said, you know, we want you to pursue your love. If you want to be an artist, your job shouldn't get in the way of your art. And I'm thinking, wow, I want to be a radio talk show host. The government should just give me money to do this, right? Don't you think? I mean, giving everybody else money. I always get a kick out of that. And it scares the crud out of me that there are people on the left that think like this. There are people on the left that actually believe that the government should make your dreams come true. I don't know anybody that's successful. Nobody that wanted the government, asked the government, pushed for the government to be their suffice, their sufficiency. You know what I mean? And you feel so much better when you do it yourself anyhow. You feel, unless you're a real schlock, you really, really do feel better when you do it yourself. They're gonna. I can pull this off. Yeah. So this one ought to get you rolling in the aisles, because I've been one of those guys that keep screaming every time the UN Council or the Human Rights Council, every time they put a North Korean official, a Chinese official, every time they put one of those people in as the head of the Human Rights Council, I roll around laughing. Because it's very apparent to me, based on how the UN operates in some other countries, that I have no grasp of reality. I don't understand. Well, I mean, if you've listened to me, you know I don't understand English language. But I really don't understand English language, because here are some of the biggest human rights offenders on the planet, China, North Korea, and so on, and we put them in charge of the Human Rights Council. And to show you how bad it is, the Human Rights Council actually held, you ready for this? If you're driving, breathe deep. They had a moment of silence for Fidel Castro. Okay? I tell you what. If you get too quiet, the only thing you may hear is him screaming. That's about it. All right? Fidel Castro, you know, he shuffled off this mortal coil recently. He was, the other side, they just really, you know, bubbled up inside. They were upset that one of their gods or godlets or whatever they're called left this planet. Isn't it funny, though, that any time a murderous commie psychopath kicks the bucket, the left finds a cause for celebration? And I don't mean in a positive way. They celebrate their life. You know, the things that they did, nobody ever talks about the negative that these people, and the Human Rights Council is even worse. Now, the delegates of the UN Human Rights Council opened their meeting in Geneva on Monday by standing silently with their heads bowed after the delegation of Venezuela's leftist government requested a minute of silence to honor the late Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. My line would have been, no, sit down. See, gotta make me the chairman. I'll move these things right along. It would have been, no, sit down. Matter of fact, I would have showed up with a bowl, okay, with a bowl, and I would have had the bowl on fire, all right? And I would have put had Fidel's little what was that thing? They cremated him, and they put him in a little casket. It was like, yeah, no, but they put him in a little casket. It was like, and I couldn't get that because, you know what, he was a little guy. How much ashes could he put out? Right, so there was, no, he had $900 million. So they had a, I wonder if they buried him with any of that gold. They had it was like a 3-foot by 2-foot casket. I guess that's when you, yeah, whatever. So they had him in that. And I would have put, yeah, it's a small island. They don't have a lot of room. So I would have put that in the middle of a bowl, you know, with flames around it and said, hey, you know what? This is where he's at. And this is where the rest of you are going to if you don't get your act together. If you keep treating human beings like this, this is what's going to happen to you. So they wanted a moment of silence to honor the late Cuban dictator. How do you honor a dictator? Any dictator. Spokesperson, because you know, can't use spokesman anymore, right? Spokesperson for the HRC Secretariat and for the UN Human Rights Commission, Zed Rayad Al Hussein, did not respond by press time to queries about the appropriateness of the minute silence for the leader of the communist regime. They still haven't responded. Right, Fidel Castro, when did they come off doing this? This again, I am just lost at this. Right? He was one of the biggest human rights violators on the planet. He stripped their people of their basic freedom. He imprisoned and killed anyone who disagreed with him. Right? And they honor him with a moment of silence? If a conservative even comes off looking like that, they want to crucify him. But Castro is a hero. To real people, the people with two brain cells to rub together, Castro was a cigar-chomping piece of work. Right? To leftists, Fidel was a jolly, bearded fellow who gave his people free stuff, taught the kids to read. It taught the kids to read. They don't realize what it took to go to school. And only the ones that he want educated got educated. And only in the fields that he want them educated in. Right? The left-wingers have gone out of their way to heap praises upon the El Presidente. You know, retired General Seamus Justin Trudeau, just fawning over Fidel Castro. What a great guy he was. Right? And BLM gave him even kudos. But the people that lived under him, the people actually lived in his environment, lived what he gave them or put them through, they're singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. You know, this is where I say to you, the leftists think that they're so smart, they're so academically ahead of us, that there's nothing we can say to be truth. Even the people living under him don't know better than they do. People who've never stepped foot in Cuba. Probably never even really talked to a Cuban national. Right? They're not interested in... See, that's why I keep saying to you. They're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in inequality. They're definitely not interested in facts. And yet they're going to tell us what's right and wrong. Isn't that cool? They're going to tell us what's right and wrong. I'm telling you, we've lost our minds. When we come back, next hour is going to be a smorgasbord of stuff. But White House press secretary says that the World War II veterans, you know what? They just need to get over their bitterness because you know they're just letting all that get in the way of their life. Josh Earnest, I mean, with a name like that, Josh Earnest. Earnestly, Josh, go away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.